Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Falcons whiner, head coach Raheem Morris, talking about a critical play late in the fourth quarter. Falcons had a second down around midfield. If you were watching, you're like, wow, that snap really caught Michael Penix off guard. It did. He threw it directly into the ground and not to the side where Bijan Robinson was. The other side, boom, intentional grounding, loss of down, penalty yardage. They end up with a 4th and 20. They have to punt. Patriots get the ball, finish the game out in impressive fashion, and we'll get into that in a little bit, the way they did that and who they utilized to do that and all that. But as Mike Vrabel joked this morning, we got a little scandal now, Clapgate here, and we all in New England know that means you back, baby.
I was going to say, you've got a franchise quarterback, you've got a hard-nosed coach, you got a fan base feeling themselves. You got a scandal once again. Without a gate, we ain't much. But now that we got a gate, oh, we're back.
Great minds think alike. There you go.
Thank you,
Mike Vrabel did a tremendous job this morning immediately saying, you know, maybe it was our crowd. Maybe it was our crowd clapping and they're not used to that, and turned it on the home impact crowd that he had. So I like that. But do we think there's any veracity to this? I know we've watched it a number of times. We've watched that maybe Jalen Hawkins, who is to Penix's right at the free safety or safety
15
position.
15 yards away.
At least 50. Penix is like 7 yards behind his center.
He's in
and
the
his
pistol,
center.
Yeah.
Here's a guy 15 yards away and is like, yep, I think that was Penix. That absolutely came from between my legs. That's where I heard that clap from. I'm just going to snap it.
Remember that? I think it was a Thursday night game or a Monday night game back in 2015 or 16 against the Jets, and there was a phantom whistle that called dead a Danny Amendola touchdown. People hear a lot of things at Gillette Stadium. Sometimes it's the radio broadcast in your headset. Sometimes it's
that's
a clap.
Real.
Sometimes it's a that was actually very real. But that's what Mike Tomlin heard. That's fine. Do I think it's real? Maybe. Is it a little wrong side of the gamesmanship? Sure. Am I going to apologize for it? Hell no.
Yeah, I don't think it happened. I don't see anything that should warrant their reaction.
Somebody from the crowd going, "Hey, Penix!"
I think the center just effed up. I just think the center flat out effed up. Yes,
Bradbury did.
But even if it was one of our players, right? Too bad. That's ball. Like, be better.
It's a penalty.
Oh, it would be if we clap? Oh, well, there you go. Guess
yes,
not.
It's a 15-yard penalty
ball.
For simulating the snap. So therefore, instead of them losing yards,
Dan says a lot
they're now at like the 35-yard line, maybe 37-yard line, going in with an opportunity to send Parker Romo back out there to have a game-winning field goal attempt, which, who knows? He just hit the upright on his PAT. Who knows where that would have gone? I don't think it really happened. Maybe the center used an excuse, like a kid when you catch him and they just kind of fib whatever was on the top of their head.
It's New England.
But I also make
a lot of noises.
Stiz, I do agree. Be better. In a clutch situation, like, be better.
Or he could have threw it the other way, like you said, and avoided the intentional grounding.
Well, and there's
got rattled.
There is something to that where the quarterback didn't handle the situation as well as he could have.
Nope.
And we mentioned it earlier that this was a game the Patriots lose last year like this. They would have done Falcons-like stuff. The Falcons lost this game. They hit an upright, then they have an opportunity to win the game,
and they have an errant snap.
Right, like you contributed to your demise mightily here, or you at least, okay, I'll even be open-minded, Raheem Morris.
Whoa.
Maybe the Patriots clapped a little bit.
Yeah.
You allowed it to affect you. You allowed, like, be better. Be better, as the dinks
say. I also just, like, we're not, like, just say hike like everyone else.
Well, I mean, that's a separate issue. This is very common in college football.
I know.
The clapping.
And I see in the indoors a lot of times, like,
yes.
Like,
And then, like, hurry up. No, the play clock's running out. I'm clapping a lot. It means snap. But, like,
just say hike, snap, go. Like,
okay, here we go. But I do enjoy that you're so good and you're in that spot where you win and then you get to mock the other team for whining. Because that's the other thing. If I'm Raheem Morris, I handle this either with the officials. Mm-hmm. You know how you can submit tape or submit things that you get screwed on.
Yeah, the Patriots had Cardi B, and here he is at the podium being a salty B.
Yes. Like, I think this is a bad look for their head coach and for the team.
Let's see now later on in the week if Florio puts up something at Pro Football Talk like new footage shows. Auditory enhancement shows Patriots safety makes clapping gesture.
Yeah, they got the parabolic just zoomed right in
tuck
on
it
somebody
and suck
clapping.
It. Get out of here.
Yeah, I wouldn't care for this as a Falcons fan. I don't care for it as a Patriots fan. And if I were a Falcons fan, I would, like, their coach looks like a guy who's brought swagger and attitude and a winning culture to Foxborough. Our coach does not look like that. And on a day when I put both quarterbacks in the same bucket for this. I thought both looked rattled at times. Both didn't have their best. Patriots found a way to win, and their coach is saying the right things at the postgame press conference. Your coach, the team, found a way to lose, and in my opinion, is saying the wrong things at the postgame press conference.
That's a picture of just how close the NFL is. Like, that's the difference. Like, the Patriots didn't find a way to get blown out by the Dolphins at home. The Pats didn't squander a game on the road that they should have won in redemption. But there's similarities. Both teams have second-year quarterbacks, and both teams beat the Bills. So there you go.
617-779-7937. How are you feeling about the Patriots' victory? Hopefully you're a little more celebratory than Drake May was in our interview with him, where he was a little short with some of the answers about ball security and some of the lapses they had on offense yesterday. But they get the 24-23 win. They're 7-2. They're rolling into the middle of the season, and they're rolling into a fun game with the Bucs. Speaking of the Bucs, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with the juicy Week 10 matchup between the New England Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Going to be a lot of Pats fans in Tampa this weekend, so the Patriots should definitely be hearing them. Hopefully we don't have any clapgates breaking out. Speaking of which, best of the text line in the 2 o'clock hour, 603. Clapgate was what I got in Thailand. 413, how long has Fitzy been waiting on that salty B comment? I just made it up on the fly. Thanks very much for asking. And here we go, 508. Oh, no, there goes our future first-round pick. Thanks to Clapgate.
Half hour from now, we will talk to Marcus Jones here on a Patriots Monday. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for our three-point stances. Baseball offseason is officially here. Bregman has opted out, and the excitement should begin. I'm going to talk about that in my three-point stance up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.